This is the Andres Segovia Show.
This is the Andres Segovia Show, and I am your host, Andres Segovia. Thank you so much for joining me on this latest episode of the Andres Segovia Show. This one's actually coming to you a little bit at a different schedule because, well, it's election day. Happy election day. Wait, what day is it today? It's not Tuesday anymore, is it? Yeah, you know, this thing being dragged on, and same thing with California. I know that as of this recording, because I had to do a cutoff in order for me to get this episode out, I even contemplated doing this episode live, but because of what's been transpiring in the socials, there's been a lot of crackdown against, well, conservative-leaning outlets, and unfortunately, I'm caught in the crossfire of all this. So instead of waiting for that day so I can do some reporting that you probably won't hear, I figure, you know what, why don't I just get ahead of it and do my weekly episode now. So this one's coming at you and a little bit before I'm supposed to release it. So as of right now, California has about 72% of the vote counted, but there's a lot of votes that are being collected from the mail-in drop boxes that have not been counted, for which could alter some of these things for why some areas are not being or some propositions are not being called, despite one proposition having that much of a lead over the other. But I guess there's enough doubt there to basically not make conclusive calls on certain propositions, but there are some that have been called, for which is why I'm giving you this update, because it's important to know where things are standing right now, because there's some good news in all this. I know some people are anxious if, as of this recording, hasn't been called yet, like, okay, so winner or loser, who's going home, who's staying in? Look, if you have not been following me on Instagram, I recommend that you do, because I've been covering this like crazy, including YouTube, because look, subscribe to my YouTube channel, hit the notification bell so you don't miss out on an update. I did a live stream that was shadow banned. I was discussing and breaking down the analysis of the election and stuff. I was going over local updates and general election updates as much as we had available. Nothing opinionated, just literally going into what data was available and parsing through it. But because I touched on the election, presidential in this case, I got shadow banned. But in all that, what I want to encourage you to do is that there's certain episodes that are video-based only that are not going to make the audio version. So I recommend that you go check that out so you don't miss out on any updates that I'm putting out there, especially when it comes to general election updates here in California, because the local results might not be called yet, and I'm going to try to keep you up to date as much as I can. Well, having said that very long interlude, I want to go into which ones have been called. There's 11 or 12 propositions. So far, the ones that have been called would be Proposition 16, which is restoring affirmative action. That one's a no. Proposition 17, which is letting parolees vote. That one's a yes. These are confirmed, by the way. Then I'll go over to the ones that are still pending and what their positions are as of this recording. Proposition 20, which is recategorizing criminal sentencing charges, that one failed. Proposition 21, rent control, failed big time. Thank you so much, everybody, because that's one of the big ones of the three real estate ones that I was talking about that we needed to fail. That one did, and I'll give you updates on the other two that matter to me in a bit. Proposition 22, for those of you that are basically Uber and Lyft drivers, the job classification for app-based drivers, Proposition 22 is a yes, so it's a win for you. Proposition 23, dialysis clinic requirements, that one's a no, a resounding no. Proposition 24, which is regarding consumer privacy laws, this one sounds like it's good. It's just literally to create a new bureaucracy for someone to read the terms and conditions that you don't read. So California, more mismanaged money there. We created another bureaucratic monster. Proposition 25, replacing cash bail, no. So those are the ones that are confirmed as no. So let's quickly go through the ones that are still pending and where they stand. As of this update that I'm reading from KTLA.com, Proposition 14, the medical research bonds, it looks like it's a yes at this point. It's 51.1%, with the other percentage being no, and 72% being reported. But like I said, there's, for some reason, California stopped counting. They stopped counting around 1 p.m. November 4th. That was the last true update on anything here. So I'm assuming it's because they're collecting the mail-in drop-off boxes that have not yet been counted. So that could skew things for why this one's not being called, particularly because it's a close one, which leads me to Proposition 15. Proposition 15 is looking like a no, but it's a narrow no. That one's a business property taxes. So until that one's called, we're going to be on the edge. Hopefully the no's win out, but we'll see how that one holds out. This is the other one, Proposition 19. It's currently at a yes at a 51.5%. This one's important because this is the property tax changes, and I'm really hoping that the votes that come in, depending on where they're coming from, would sway this one to be a no. But for now, it looks like it's a yes, and I want to expand on this. Again, I will do an update once we have confirmations. I'm reaching out to attorneys that handle real estate and living trust. Those are two different attorneys to discuss what impact Proposition 19 might have, but we need to find out if it passes or not before we can even cross that bridge. So we'll cross the bridge when we get there. Proposition 18. That one, I know I skipped one, right? Proposition 18 is looking like a no. That one is voting in primaries at the age of 17, and it looks like it's going to fail at this point. It's got a sizable lead at 55.1% being no. We'll see how that plays out. And though that wraps it up, those are the last ones that are pending. So we're waiting for Proposition 19, 18, where's the other one? And 15 and 14 to hold out. I don't know if I went over this one. Proposition 16 failed. That one's the restoring affirmative action. Thank you so much. We are not tearing ourselves apart because of, or putting us in different classes because of our skin color. We're not going to be doing that. Preferential treatment before your skin color, we're eliminating that. We're humans, judges by the content of our character. So I'm happy that Proposition 16 also failed resoundingly so. So yippee right there. Well, we're still waiting for the other updates. That's the best update I can give you. That's why I'm keeping this one kind of brief. But I'm encouraging you to please, by all means, tune in to The Andres Segovia Show across YouTube and Instagram. Everything that I can, I try to post on Facebook. But Facebook, they have not been agreeable. And I've actually been questioning if my Facebook page will stay up that much longer because that's how much throttling they have done to my page. It's interesting how I'm literally getting about 1% to 10% of the traffic that I used to get compared to how many subscribers I have across everything. And it's a shame that this happens. That's why the podcast is important. That's why my website's important, where I do off the record and talk about these things so you can be aware of. So by all means, please follow me on YouTube and follow me on Instagram. I'm gonna keep doing as many updates as I can on Instagram. I'm covering a lot of general election stuff on that one because I want to be on the record tracking the nonsense that's happening. But for those of you that are off the record members, none of this is a surprise to you because yours truly been warning you for months. And now that it's happening, I get to say, hey, I told you so. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode of The Andres Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe across everything, including Parler if you're there. And I'll see you on the next episode.